Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Siaka, siaka, kita. Siaka, kita. The Lord's Prayer. Beautiful rendition of the Lord's Prayer there on AM 657. I like the Ubukumkani bakho. Ubukumkani. Hey, hey, beautiful song indeed on AM 657. Let's now welcome Bishop David Malaitse. He's with us on the line. Bishop, how are you, sir?
General Mayor, come how close you can be.
Ar dembraya, come on.
Awe to mara.
Arwana lipula ke anai.
Jamal kono le helarra.
Oudwa, all the way, wire wire.
Greetings also to your beloved listeners, man. Sorry you put it.
Moralebo.
Osiaga.
Today let's talk to Muruti. What are we talking about today? Tonight.
Muruti, I just want to touch base more the book of Mark, chapter 5. And we I would like to title it, A Disparate Conditions, because there we come across three occurrences where their situations were beyond repair. Firstly, Mark chapter 5, the Babu Agadis man, who used to, locate in the place called Gadarenes, and now when the study says it was one of the sons that Jacob, Lizilpa, by the name of God, who went to stay in the east. And I don't know how they ended up now dealing with the pigs, but he was into the pigs, business. And yeah, there was a man there who suffered from this, unclean spirit. But now what surprises me is that he used to stay in the tombs and not the mountains. The study says you would either be in the mountains and then or in the tombs. And whenever Makopa Naliena, he was inflicting pain upon himself by hitting himself with stones. So the powers that he possessed, no man could even bind him. The study says the chains failed, and he couldn't even, articulate any, sentence. All that he did, it was wailing and wailing, screaming and screaming, and he was naked. But when Yehoshua arrived in that place, he did not see a madman. He never saw a maniac, he saw a man, and within that man, that his situation was beyond repair, and he was living in a desperate condition, he started screaming, and I know, scholars and theologians, they claim that the demons were the one who screamed, but deep down, that man, he was locked up in a situation for the longest of time, and when he was delivered in that situation,
Alela choose on that, seeking for help.
Yes, and the demons begged Yehoshua to go to the pigs. Now here is my point, Muruti. Many a times you find people screaming, rejoicing when people are being delivered, not realizing that when demons leave this person, they will never, exit the place by the door, but they will just find the next person where, something that was similar to where they were, is. And now this is where we have a challenge, where you find a situation where people ended up dealing with demons from day in and day out. Why? Because they fail to understand, or the only place that the demons will be attracted to, Kitulu Edithila, because Kimoya Edithila. Meaning that most people whom, they live, Mapelo Asa Kwekam, and they have a situation that are hidden in them, you know, they address the spirit. And from time to time, we find people running helter-skelter from pillar to post, you know, seeking help from various places, barebanyaka deliverance. Kanti the word of God said, when you come across a desperate condition, when you come across, you know, a desperate situation, know the truth and the truth shall set you free. I mean, the only thing that is needed from time to time is for each and every individual to get their house clean. Now, even if people thought that, you know, you are beyond, you know, repair, there is still a master. Yes, I'm wondering what people see, but yeah, bonang the person who's locked up in a situation. And passing that man, Murud, we come to the second, you know, occurrence where now we find, you know, a man by the name of Jairus who came pleading with Yeshua that the daughter was, you know, at the point of death. He was sick, I mean, to the point of death. And while he was on his way there, surrounded by great multitude, there was a woman who had a situation that was gynecological problem. And the study states that he suffered for 12 years. And we find that the same daughter of this man who was sick was also 12 years old. And now on his way there, surrounded by this multitude, here comes this woman who had suffered for the longest of time. But his situation, you know, was complex because now she was bleeding from a private place, you know, and everybody couldn't realize the struggle that, I mean, she was going through. Sometimes, you know, when people, they are going through some issues, you know, they still dress to kill, you know, they still look after themselves, you know, they put on the makeups, you know, people wear, you know, white shirts, you know, but still there is a situation underneath that covering that is bothering them. And the study continued by saying she spent so much money seeking for help from various physicians and everything was in vain. So now on the point where now she exhausted everything that she had, I mean, fortunately she heard that, you know, here's the man by the name of Yeshua, you know, who was highly anointed by Hashem. And the study says, there and there she decided she had to come up with a plan. You know, she applied her mind. She chose not to be emotional because from time to time, many people struggle, I mean, to find help because in their desperate, you know, condition, they still remain emotional. But the study says this woman applied her mind and decided to touch the garment of Yeshua. You know, we found, you know, drawing unnecessary, you know, attention where she'll be seeking for laying of hands, prophecy, and you name them all. She said, look, he's surrounded by so many people and my condition does not even allow me to be, you know, next to this man because I am unclean. But after she touched that garment, the Bible says, she was completely healed. And Yeshua realized that someone touched him. But what pushed me in this condition, Muruti Kiore, this woman, once in a while, she applied her mind. Something that is very rare, Mazatin Eritila won, because for the longest of time, you find people gathering from place to place, but the only thing that brought them together is because they are emotionally driven. You know, they refuse to be logical. There are certain things in life, especially when you face desperate conditions, where you need to apply some logic. And from time to time, we have realized that you find people by Lurim Babaka Ukamulo, you know, Batu Babaka Ukamacha, Batu Babaka Ukamagi. You know, even if you can ask them after the stages or what was happening in there. I mean, ukulele bakore hala gona no ukamacha ukulele monate ukulele modi.
Bare monna is a powerful woman, is a powerful man.
Mruti?
Kerbari is a powerful man, is a powerful woman. But are you one of this powerful man? Power.
Parana ukulele power, but now. If this woman chose to be emotional in that time, you know, and place, she couldn't have survived, and we couldn't have, you know, this opportunity to read and to learn some of these things from her, that in her desperate condition, she chose not to be emotional but logical. And by her being logical, she touched the garment. And after touching the garment of Yeshua, she was completely healed. And I mean, the study made it right there, she could feel that the situation that was happening in the private space is being attended to. And she's completely healed. And now you ask yourself, Muruti Mwad, and your beloved listeners, how many people who are not responding, you know, to each and every prescription or medical help that they are receiving from various places of worship? Because sometimes churches are also like hospitals. You know, everybody is sick there, but it's not everybody who responds, you know, to treatment. Why? Because people choose to be emotional. I mean, when people deal with issues, if they come across some situation where the doctors, they will tell them, you know, bad news that you're going through chronic situation. You know, there is no help. There is no medication. You know, there is no remedy from what you are going through. Then people choose to be emotional rather than being logical. I still believe that if God can raise an army on this last day where everything is falling apart, where some other people's hope is all gone, you know, they cannot even see the end from the beginning. How I pray and wish that for once people can be logical when they deal with issues. I still believe that even God, when he called us around the table, he said, come, let us reason together. Sometimes being emotional is just a waste of time because you're looking for people who will pity you, you know, and then when you go through that phase, then people will take you from pillar to post. You know, they will show you all sorts of doctors and people whom they will pray for you. Some that they claim that they perform miracles, but neither out of all those people you receive any of that help. Why you remain emotional? And I pray tonight in Muruti Hori, each and every house can be kept clean in order to make sure that each and every legion, no evil spirit will never find its place again, because everywhere you go in the town, especially in our townships, you find dumping sites everywhere. You know, you find drainages, you know, that are choking. It's just a miserable situation. And this is where now Mayor Ena Editila Irata Murula Kote. And I once told one of the mayors that if we want to get our townships back into order, let us locate and find each and every dumping site, clean it up, and erect a church on that space. Once we erect a church in that place, we are bringing solution in that township, no location. But unfortunately, when you speak, sometimes people can understand you. Because every time when people are surrounded by this disparate condition, Muruti, it is difficult for them even to seek for help. People just wait, to die. Imagine a man of that caliber staying in the tombs, you know, and the only people that he can relate to was the dead people. And once he was delivered, when Yeshua delivered him, when he was completely healed, Yeshua said to him, when he wanted to jump into the boat with him, said, no, go back home. First he said to him, go back home and go and testify to your friends what the Lord has done to you. And the same thing happened to this woman. He said to him, my daughter, your faith healed you. Go well. And because of time, I cannot, you know, lend now to the third occurrence. But what I'm trying to bring into focus, we are going through disparate, you know, times. We are going through disparate conditions. I mean, things, if they're like, they will never get better. I mean, from time to time, we are being pressed, you know, left, right, and center. I mean, we're going through storms. We're going through various attacks, you know, family-wise, you know, health-wise, economically-wise. You know, you name them all. But despite all these things that we are going through, irrespective of how discouraged we have become, we must not forget that there is still hope in Him.
So, in other words, we need to go back to the Bible, go back to the Word, go and believe the Elohim of the Bible.
Yes. Because immediately when you hear the cul-de-sac of life, he becomes a way. But where we are now, Muruti, you can attest to what I'm saying now, that there is too much evil, you know, surrounding us. There is a thick cloud hovering over our heads. And this is where now we find too much confusion in the place of meeting, you know, Banabamudimu, when they come together, they forever argue and complain and debate issues rather than becoming logical by addressing their current situation. And this is where, Brute, tonight I'm praying and believing that whosoever under the sound of my voice who find themselves in these conditions, Brute, that are very disparately so, let the hand of the Lord touch them. For once, I pray that they move away and shy away from pity parties. I mean, I pray that they put their faith and hope back in God. I mean, from time to time, when you run helter-skelter after the advices it's about to, and seeking, you know, that solicity, you know, Karamato about to move, you ended up in the grave. Why? Because people don't have solution, but He do have solution. He is the solution. He is our maker and our creator. And by so saying, Muruti, because of time, by reminding us that in Him there is no failure.
Absolutely. Muruti, we hope to continue with this again next week, because there are people who are actually encountering almost, you know, the same situation as this woman encountered. But the challenge with them is they didn't know that there is somebody who can help them out of their dire situation. They're in dire straits, so to speak. Quickly give us the contact details.
072-316-3117.
072-316-3117. That's Bishop David Malaita's contact details there. It's